Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WML News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. A few schools in the area still dealing today with the extreme cold and the after effects of the weekend snow. So from the WML Storm Center in Maryland, schools in Calvert County and St. Mary's County are opening 2 hours late. In Virginia, Spotsylvania County schools are closed today. Schools in Fredericksburg City are opening 2 hours late. More trouble with the lights at the Washington Monument.
For about 2 hours last night, it was lights out again for the Washington Monument. Mike Litterist with the National Park Service says the issue appears to be unrelated to what happened last week.
Last week, it was a clock in the internal lighting system that had gotten out of sync.
This time, all the lights went out, including the red aviation warning light. Litterist says the issue has been traced to a ground fault, and then the investigation will continue today to see what caused that. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz plans to lead the effort to block D.C.'s newly enacted Death with Dignity law. That law, signed last month by Mayor Muriel Bowser, will allow terminally ill patients to end their lives with the help of a doctor. But Chaffetz says he fundamentally disagrees with the bill. Chairs the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee that oversees D.C. affairs. Donald Trump's Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions comes before a Senate confirmation hearing today. Now, some have criticized Sessions for his civil rights record, and that's why New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is taking the unprecedented step of testifying against Sessions.
This is quite simply something that has never happened before, a sitting senator testifying against another one. But New Jersey Senator Cory Booker coming out and saying this is not a decision that he makes lightly, but, quote, the immense powers of the Attorney General combined with the deeply troubling views of this nominee is a call to conscience.
Correspondent Sunland Sarfati. Barack Obama, meanwhile, says farewell tonight.
Well, much of the attention is focused on the incoming president. Tonight, the attention will be on the outgoing president. President Obama will be delivering his farewell speech from Chicago. He's expected to thank his supporters over the years. The speech is expected to be forward-looking and from the heart.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. A manhunt continues in Orlando, Florida for 41-year-old Markeith Lloyd, who's accused of shooting and killing a police officer outside a Walmart store yesterday. Lloyd was wanted for the shooting death of his pregnant ex-girlfriend when Sergeant Deborah Clayton approached him outside the store and was gunned down. And now in the search for Lloyd, another cop, an Orange County Sheriff's deputy, was killed in a traffic accident. Authorities have been searching for Lloyd for several weeks. Turnout's expected to be very light today in a special election in Lynchburg, but the implications are huge.
The control of the Virginia Senate may really hinge on a handful of voters in the Lynchburg area.
Political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth says if the Democrats win in today's special state Senate election, Democrats will take control of the Virginia Senate.
The seat is normally Republican, but special elections always have the possibility of surprises, particularly when there are two conservative candidates running.
Three candidates are squaring off today in that contest to replace Republican Tom Garrett, who won election to Congress in November. Prince William County prosecutors have agreed they will not seek the death penalty against a man accused of killing his one-year-old son for the insurance money. Joaquin Rahms is scheduled to go on trial in March. He insists the boy died after going into seizures, but prosecutors say Rahms drowned his son to collect more than $500,000 in insurance policies he'd taken out on the boy's life. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,887, the NASDAQ at 55,32. Sports, Clemson wins the National College Football Championship. Hockey, the Caps win. College basketball, Georgetown wins. NBA, the Wizards host the Bulls tonight. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Snow, sleet, ice, freezing temperatures, or all of the above.
A winter weather advisory has been issued for the greater D.C. metro area.
Depend on the WMAL Storm Center on Washington's Mall, WMAL.
In life, who do you trust more? The people who tell you what you want to hear or the people who tell you what you need to hear? At Financial Engines, we believe the same is true for financial advisors. Who would you trust more? The one who tells you what you want to hear? Hey, don't worry about retirement. It'll all work out. or what you need to hear. If you don't have a plan, you might be planning to fail. At Financial Engines, we believe that everyone deserves to achieve their financial goals. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, our advisors are more equipped than ever to help you create a comprehensive financial plan for your future. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review from an experienced local advisor when you visit financialengines.com or call today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit financialengines.com.
Don't get caught in the cold. Stop by Jiffy Lube to check your vehicle's radiator, windshield wipers, and lights. Plus, with a Jiffy Lube signature service oil change, they'll check your vital fluids, tire pressure, and vacuum, all without an appointment.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, I-95. Your delay is right near the ICC, and it is jam solid to work toward the outer loop of the Beltway. Had an earlier crash, had everything momentarily stop, but a lot of activity. All lanes now open between Colesville Road and George Avenue, but that was the culprit why we have that extra heavy delay through that top side of the Maryland Beltway. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, pretty normal. You're back up near St. Barnabas Road. Virginia Beltway, not too much to tell you about. Now, for the Point of Rocks area, serious crash closes Route 15 until further notice, according to police at the scene. Route 15, right at the Potomac crossing south of at Lovettsville Road. That's where we have this multi-vehicle crash. Looking for an alternate northbound, you're being diverted at the Gas Mart. If you're coming southbound, say off of 340, stick with 340 over to Harper's Ferry or over to 270 as an option. At Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, big delay still out of Upper Marlboro, heading up toward the Beltway, the crash before Suitland Parkway. Now that tow truck is out of there and all lanes have been reopened. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much frozen precipitation with our next storm passing to our northwest. Lots of clouds already gathering this morning. Cold start, cold finish. Still better than yesterday, 38. Rain showers this evening, maybe steady rain overnight. Maybe a brief period of frozen precipitation west and north, 35 degrees. A round of showers tomorrow, but we'll get a break in the morning. We'll come back later in the afternoon, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 24 in Alexandria, 20 in Kensington, 24 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Authorities released the death certificates for Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, coming up at 8:05 this morning. Dinesh D'Souza. He has probably a decidedly different view of the legacy of Barack Obama than a Barack Obama will have tonight when he gives his farewell speech in Chicago. Dinesh D'Souza will join us at 8:05. At 8:15, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Man, there's a lot of stuff to talk to her about. And coming up at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, joined here again today by Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller. Good to have you with us, Vince.
I'm so psyched to be here. Thank you.
Joining us on the line right now, Sarah Westwood, White House reporter for the Washington Examiner, a person who is watching very closely the confirmation battles that will take place on Capitol Hill now as Donald Trump's cabinet goes through the confirmation process. The Constitution says that the Senate must give its advice and consent, and that process begins today with the confirmation hearing for Jeff Sessions to be the Attorney General. Good morning to you, Sarah.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, it looks like this Jeff Sessions one is going to be one that draws a lot of fire and a lot of attention. But there's been some interesting reporting out there about who's going to testify for him and who's going to testify against him.
Right. And today is the first day of a two-part hearing for Senator Jeff Sessions. So we're going to hear from Sessions himself, but we're also going to hear opposition from Senator Cory Booker, who has promised to testify against Sessions in what's kind of a unique move. I mean, typically we expect senators to have a little bit of an easier time getting through the confirmation process because they're being considered by their peers. But Sessions is actually having a more difficult time than some of the other nominees who have never even worked in government before. So he is now facing opposition from the witness stand from some of his own colleagues.
Yeah, and those colleagues, my contention has been throughout, know him better than they know any of these other nominees. And if you speak to senators, they usually think that he's well-tempered, that he's a good guy, that a lot of people, that they know him sincerely. And the vetting process, for what it's worth, has been done over many years. What is your sense of what kind of roadblocks he's going to face today? Is it going to be a college try by the Democrats, or are there going to be real threats to his ability to become the head of the Department of Justice?
Well, certainly today they're going to pepper the senator with tough questions, but tomorrow I think you might see the big guns come out. The Democrats plan to call witnesses from Senator Sessions' past that might testify to some of these allegations of racism from decades ago, from his time in Alabama. And those are going to be harder for Senator Sessions to counter, because first of all, he won't be on the witness stand to be able to answer those allegations directly. And second of all, these are allegations that carry at least a certain amount of weight, because they've tanked a confirmation hearing for him before. They tanked his chances at a federal judgeship in 1986. And that's not something that the panel will be able to take lightly, even if they do like Senator Sessions personally. That's obviously something that they have to consider, what's changed between now and 1986. And that will, I think, be the tougher hearing for him.
All right, but he needs 51 votes. He needs 50 votes, I guess, if you got Mike Pence as the vice president, you only need 50 votes.
Right, and so that's why Republicans are, I think, approaching this with a little more confidence than they have in previous years, because thanks to Harry Reid, you don't need any cooperation from Democrats to get these nominees confirmed. So this is, more than anything, a symbolic fight. Jeff Sessions, even though he's likely to be confirmed no matter what, he doesn't want these allegations of racism sitting over his head for the early part of his tenure as Attorney General. It's going to cut back on his credibility and his effectiveness. And that goes for all the nominees that are going to be heard this mm-hmm. week.
The senator from Maine, Susan Collins, is set to introduce Jeff Sessions today. What do you make of that? And she's a never-Trumper, and she obviously, you would think, for the most part, would probably stay out of something like this, but she's not. She's getting involved and giving her endorsement.
And I think that's a symbolic move that's designed to give Jeff Sessions a little more credibility, that he's not being introduced by a deeply conservative senator who was with the Trump movement no matter what. It's meant to show the broad consensus in the Republican Party that Jeff Sessions is the right choice for Attorney General, and to show that he does have that support, even from moderates, even from those who oppose President-elect Trump himself. Because keep in mind, Sessions and all these nominees are not just going to be answering questions about their own record. You can bet that Democrats are going to try to force these nominees to answer for some of President-elect Trump's more controversial statements and actions.
Right. So as you assess these nominees, while we have you here, which nominees do you suspect will face the speed bumps this week as they face their confirmation hearings?
Beyond Sessions, I think Rex Tillerson is going to have some trouble just because of all the scrutiny that's being placed on any Republicans' relationships to Russia. And Rex Tillerson has quite a good bit of his track record and history dealing with Putin and the Kremlin because of his time as the CEO of Exxon. And there hasn't been any public response to that from the transition, from Rex Tillerson himself. He hasn't done any media interviews with. So this will really be the first time that we're hearing what the counterargument is for the accusation that Tillerson is too friendly with Putin. I think Steve Mnuchin is going to face some trouble because he did work with a mortgage lender that turned people out of their houses during the financial crisis. That's something that would turn off a lot of even Trump's own supporters if that was examined in detail and if Mnuchin was personally tied to some of those decisions. And then Betsy DeVos could face a little bit of friction just because the Office of Government Ethics has let slip that she's one of the only ones whose paperwork is holding up the vetting process.
And Jared Kushner doesn't require Senate confirmation, but apparently Donald Trump is going to name him a senior White House advisor. And many people say, there's nepotism. But I understand that Jamie Gorelick, the attorney who worked in the Clinton White House, she has said that, indeed, that's not even a close question.
Right. And Jared Kushner, the interesting thing is he has President-elect Trump's ear, right? He's likely to have Trump's ear no matter what. He's family. He's Trump trusts Jared Kushner. He trusts very few people. So if you're looking at this from the standpoint of how do we get the most accountability out of Jared Kushner's involvement in the White House, it makes more sense to bring him on board because then he's subject to these federal ethics laws that have forced him to already resign his positions on various boards, to divest from his assets. Without that, you end up with a Sidney Blumenthal type situation where Sidney Blumenthal had Hillary Clinton's ear no matter what, but he was barred from working in the State Department. So then
that's an excellent point and one I hadn't thought about. I mean, this prevents that kind of situation. At least it's officially on the record.
Yeah, it was verboten, and then he was involved anyway. So
yeah. Sarah Westwood with the Washington Examiner. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. That means it's time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we've been a little bit busy, Brian. Let's head through Northwest D.C. Car fire now extinguished, but still some activity on Wisconsin Avenue southbound past Sidwell Friends right near Porter Street. So do expect a D.C. Fire and Rescue unit still there. But again, under control over near McLean Gardens area. In Northeast D.C., if you're heading to Northeast, southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, slowing because of the broken down car just past the exit for New York Avenue. Big story is going to be 15 shut down and will be until further notice. Just south of Point of Rock, serious crash closes 15 in each direction at Lovettsville Road. In fact, it's coming southbound. They're turning cars around, northbound being diverted at the Gas Mart. 270, if you choose that as your option, you're good out of Frederick through Urbana. It's just south of Route 80, the volume toward Hyattstown, and then off and on from Germantown and down to the Beltway. Now from Garage Door Repair. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for a high today of around 38 degrees, cloudy skies, rain tonight, rain continuing all the way through tomorrow night. The overnight low 35, the high tomorrow 51, the low tomorrow night 44. Thursday, get this, Thursday, a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-60s.
That seems about right.
Yeah, that's awesome. In the middle of January, and Friday, temperatures in the low 50s, and on Saturday, they talk about the possibility of a wintry mix. So, as we approach the weekend, remain, as we say, weather aware. Currently in the nation's capital, 23 degrees, 716 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. All right. This is getting to the point of ridiculousness. I mean, if you read the mainstream media, it seems that they just, on any level, can't be fair or cut even a little bit of slack to the incoming president. Used to have a thing called, you know, the honeymoon period, when a president would come into office.
Yes.
In which, you know, reporters are sort of, you know, give acknowledgement of the fact that it's very hard to step into this job. You need a little time to sort of get things in order. And, you know, you give them a little, yeah, cut them a little slack. A little slack.
But in fairness, after 8 years of a honeymoon, at some point you have to get back to work.
That's right. And apparently they are getting back to work when it comes to Donald Trump. Listen to this. This is the most ridiculous thing I've heard in a long time. The Associated Press has decided that they're going to set up a fact-check organization within the Associated Press to check things that are said by the current president of the United
States,
president-elect. They said, here's what they decided that they would spend. Now, look, Associated Press, one of the most vaunted news-gathering organizations in the world.
Yes.
Very respected Associated Press.
We do journalism.
They do the AP handbook, for God's sakes, which is the handbook of the industry.
Yes.
And they've decided that they're going to check and make sure, we're going to make sure that we hold Donald Trump accountable for the things he said.
Every statement.
This is what they have fact-checked. Donald Trump made some statement that said to the effect that, you know what, the inaugural is going to be great. People are going to be coming to town by the thousands. And you can't even find a great dress in this town anymore. They're just unavailable. That's how great this inauguration is going to be. This is what they decide they must fact check. So they get out there and they start checking out, well, are dresses available or not available in the District of Columbia if people want to come here, buy a dress, and go to the inaugural? And they say, our research indicates that the president-elect is completely wrong when he says this, that there are indeed dresses available. Well, that's not exactly what Donald Trump said. He said great dresses.
Sure, he used a huge adjective.
That's right. Great dresses. I mean, you can find a dress. But can you find great dresses?
I would contest no. And in fact, if you've ever met a woman who's gone dress shopping, it is very hard to find a great dress.
That's right. So here is the Associated Press fact-checking whether or not dresses are available. What a ridiculous waste of time.
The headline is actually AP Fact Check, Red Gowns Aplenty in Washington Dress Shops.
This is what I think about that story. Thank you, Associated Press. And then here's the other story. It has to do with, apparently has to do, it has to do with Meryl Streep. Apparently Donald Trump, after Meryl Streep attacked him, he said, Donald Trump says Meryl Streep is overrated.
I remember that in a tweet yesterday.
I mean, he says that all the time about people that he disagrees with. Overrated. You know, well, now there's a fact check on whether or not.
From, once again, our friends at the Associated Press.
That's right. And they're trying to find out whether or not Meryl Streep is indeed overrated. And they come to the determination that Meryl Streep is not overrated.
Is this subjective opinion true?
Yeah. Apparently here, they decide to do the fact check operation. They look at all of the awards that she's been given, and then they compared and contrasted that with entertainment awards that Donald Trump has won, I guess, with his show, what's it called?
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice, yeah, thank you. Apparently they decided that when you compare the two, you can clearly conclude that Meryl Streep is not overrated.
Yeah, by that standard, that sounds like a very, very typical fact check. We've concluded in a court of law that Meryl Streep is not overrated. Brian, he's literally crushing paper.
Okay, so that's what I think about those two things. I mean, here's the thing. If you're going to go out there, and I believe in good journalism, and I believe that you should hold people accountable. But I mean, this if this is the kind of nits we're going to pick.
This is what the fake news debate has given us. All this concern about fake news. Now we're fact-checking whether or not Meryl Streep is actually overrated. Fact check. Is she overrated? I think it's deserving of a look. Otherwise, the Russians have influenced our election.
I don't know what the heck is going on, but I mean, really, folks, can we be serious for a moment? Can we acknowledge that when you're moving into the White House, when you're building an administration, it's an immensely complex process. And if there are things that need to be fact-checked, it seems to me whether or not Meryl Streep is overrated or whether or not dresses are available for sale in the District of Columbia doesn't quite meet the standard I expect from the vaunted Associated Press. And by the way, they weren't alone. I think the Washington Post was doing some of this stuff as well. Give me a break.
It's service journalism, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Unbelievable. And this is what we're going to be in for now. I mean, to the point of every single word that he comes in, every little moment of hyperbole that he tries to express an idea is going to be fact-checked.
Fact-checked. Trump says inauguration great. Not true.
That's right. Well, I mean, these are all subjective judgments. It's 7:22 on WMAO.
Take a listen.
It's a great pleasure to speak to you.
Great to have you with us.
You always make me laugh.
Well, that's good to hear.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I love your show so much.
You're terrific. I listen all day long.
What do you think?
I really love your show, and I feel like we're friends.
Where the people of Washington let their voices be heard.
105.9 FM.
It's fun.
And AM 630.
It's hilarious.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221.
Sound travels 15 times faster through steel than through air.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Now that's true unless you turn on your heat some morning and there's no sound at all from your home comfort system. And that's when you're likely to be in a really big hurry to call one of my stand-up guys from Snell. But why not nip little problems in the bud before they become big expensive ones? All it takes is a $79 21.2 tune-up to provide you with peace of mind before that first cold morning arrives. And we'll also check for any circulation problems or anything else going on with your home's heating system. And all of these precautionary measures now mean lower energy bills all season long. Book an early bird furnace tune-up now. A low, low $79.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
'Twas the month after Christmas, and all through the states, lots of people were paying off their high credit card rates. But out from the cold came a Visa so low, those other credit cards felt their scroogey minds blow. It was a life of the balance Visa card from Commonwealth One that made babies smile and smart savers run to transfer their debts from their high interest plastic to a card so gentle with low rates so fantastic that lasted for the life of the balance as well, that all of those high interest cards could just go to hell.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's Life of the Balance Visa Card. Transfer your debt from a high interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
And to all, a good rate.
Valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership eligibility required.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Big story south of Point of Rocks, the multi-car crash and a tractor trailer involved. And now police telling me they have to deal with a fuel spill. So for some time, until further notice, Route 15 south of Point of Rocks, south of the Potomac Crossing, will be shut down in each direction at Lovettsville Road. You need to avoid making our travels in from the west on 66. Thank goodness it's been uneventful, just the volume with us as we push toward Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and up at the Beltway. North on 28 Centerville Road, in case you didn't hear, everything's been reopened, wrapped up the investigation of the earlier crash north of Compton Road, so you'll find your travel lanes open. Pennsylvania Avenue, we are still struggling out of Upper Marlboro, jammed as you make that trip from 301 towards the Beltway. The long-standing crash between Dower House Road and the Suitland Parkway. Crews tell me it was cleared out of the left lane, but I'm still seeing the volume there, so there might still be some activity prior to getting to the Beltway. A traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, now providing in-depth health and medical information on the go with insights from physicians and specialists about topics relevant to you. Learn more at MedStarWashington.org/podcast and now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll roll through this Tuesday with a cloudy sky to start. Maybe some breaks at times, but not many. Through the day, mainly overcast, 38. Tonight, we'll get rain showers in the evening. More steady rain overnight, 35 degrees. Most likely seeing rising temperatures. Then a few showers around tomorrow, especially late, up near 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 22 degrees at 726. Number one, Alabama. Went down to defeat last night in the national championship. How about this? I mean, look, Clemson, number two versus number one Alabama.
Yes.
But I mean, it's the Crimson Tide.
A rematch of last year's championship.
Right. And a lot of people thought, okay, Alabama will probably win this. In fact, I think they led most of the game. The Clemson Tigers trailed 31-28. In the last 2 minutes of the game. And then I think it was like with just a second or two on the clock, they threw a touchdown pass, the guy backpedals and it's over.
I mean, as far as nail-biting football games go, this one was it. This was incredible. And it snapped, by the way, a 26-game winning streak by the Crimson Tide.
Wow.
Which is good, dating back to 2015. So
yeah,
Clemson,
Alabama was undefeated on the season until this game.
Yes.
Right? And Clemson had finished the season 14-1. So that means they're no shabby organization there, but I think many people are waking up this morning. If you didn't watch that game, you're going, really? Alabama got beat?
Yes.
So there you
have
it.
On the strength of their quarterback, Deshaun Watson, having a great game. And by the way, I saw some quote, a Clemson player saying that, I don't think any other team can beat Alabama, but Clemson was able to do it.
They were able to do it. It was apparently quite a really good game last night as Alabama defeats, Alabama is defeated by Clemson 35-31 in what you'd have to say was an all-time thriller. It really was.
Unbelievable.
It is 728.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people
people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
The Washington Camping RV Expo is back in 2017. Discover the best way to hit the road. January 13th through the 15th. Get everything you need for your outdoor adventures. Shop special show pricing on a full lineup of RVs. Find a variety of floor plans to meet every budget and camping style from the nation's top manufacturers. You don't want to miss these deals. Now is the time to buy. And it's only at the Dulles Expo Center. For more information, visit WashingtonRVExpo.com.
There's some things that you just should never do. And apparently one of the things that you should not do for a guy in Maryland is take a bite out of his grilled cheese sandwich. Have you heard this story? You don't want to miss it. It's coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The weather's forcing some area schools to change their plans again today. From the WMAL Storm Center in Maryland, schools in Calvert County and St. Mary's County are opening 2 hours late today. In Virginia, Spotsylvania County schools are closed. Fredericksburg City schools are opening 2 hours late. Two of Donald Trump's cabinet choices go before Senate committees today with the spotlight on Jeff Sessions for Attorney General. But the sailing is not going to be entirely smooth for the Trump nominees.
Democrats in the Government Ethics Office are sounding the alarm that many nominees are way behind in the financial disclosure process. Mr. Trump is not worried.
I think they'll all pass. I think every nomination will be. They're all at the highest level.
There are a lot of millionaires and billionaires. From his perch at the White House podium, Obama Press Secretary Josh Earnest continues to jab at the president-elect.
Sounds like a lot of Americans who voted to drain the swamp aren't getting what they hoped for.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
The lights at the Washington Monument went out again last night.
Shortly before 5:30, the lights at the Washington Monument went out. Some of our facility management staff was in the area at the time.
National Park Service spokesman Mike Litter says the lights were restored a couple of hours later, but they're now trying to figure out exactly what went wrong for the second time in a week. Looks like Congress may try to overturn D.C.'s death with dignity law. Utah Republican Congressman Jason Chaffetz told reporters he fundamentally disagrees with the law. Chaffetz says, quote, assisted suicide, it's not something we take lightly. The newest candidate for governor of Virginia is vowing to bring what he calls blunt force trauma to what he says is a rigged political system. Denver Riggleman, owner of a craft distillery, formally entered the race for the GOP nomination yesterday. He becomes the fourth Republican in the race for governor. The manhunt continues this morning for the suspect in the deaths of two police officers in Orlando, Florida.
I'm going to take just a minute to address the loss of two police officers this morning.
U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch offering condolences Monday after the deaths of two officers in Florida. Orlando Police Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton, a mother and 17-year department veteran, gunned down, officials say, she tried to apprehend a murder suspect. Authorities identifying the accused shooter as Markeith Lloyd. Later, during the ensuing manhunt, another officer was killed. Orange County Deputy First Class Norman Lewis, a former college football player finally known as Big Norm, died in an auto accident while searching for Lloyd. I'm Reed Binion.
Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 19887, the NASDAQ at 5532. Sports. Underdog Clemson beats Alabama for the college football national title. College basketball, Georgetown wins. NHL, the Caps beat Montreal. And the Wizards host Chicago tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, I started EMP 180 Weight Loss to finally get a handle on my weight. I started over the holidays and, well, I've lost 5 pounds already. Now, with EMP 180, I know exactly what I'm going to eat next, and I just follow their plan. Someone asked me the other day, well, can I still eat the same way I do now? And the answer is no. Of course, that's the point. It's about changing your relationship with foods, your behaviors. That's how you change. Meredith, my beautiful wife, she just joined too, and EMP is helping us with eating out. You know, we go out at least 4 times a week, and yes, you can still stay on the plan eating out. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com or call them 703-992-0620.
This planet is so gorgeous and so incredibly beautiful that I can't get enough of it. I just can't. Your passion's important, but if your body aches and if your heel feels like you've got a nail stuck in it and won't come out, trust me, it's going to wear you down. The Goodfeet store knew what they were talking about and took the time to really dial in what I needed. I'm Dale, and that's my Goodfeet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Goodfeet store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative five-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with Hybridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The Hybridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. Enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Smile confidently, knowing that your teeth can look, feel, and function as real teeth should. Learn how Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you enjoy the foods you love, smile freely, and live the life you deserve. Attend a free hybrid dental implant seminar at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry on Monday, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. to understand your dental options. Seating is limited, so register today at 301-530-0388 or visit BethesdaHybrids.com. That's 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHYBridge.com.
The winter is here,
and it's a perfect time to clean your rugs and carpets.
So before friends and family show up at your house, call Joe Hadid.
And right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning.
Call 703-241-1111 or go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
One of our latest problems and big delays stacking up will be heading inside the Beltway on 50. So 50 commuters just inside the Beltway. I'm looking at delays back near 410 and also on the BW Parkway. And this is all to focus to go in on New York Avenue, right? As you come up to South Dakota Avenue, that's where we have the crash, one lane block. So that's before you get to Bladensburg Road, but impacted B-Dub and 50 as a result. If you're continuing on the DC 295 southbound along the way, before you get to East Capitol Street, we had a stalled car, but that was in the backups heading down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Across the southeast, southwest freeway, it looks like volume delays, but a lot of it coming off of both the 11th Street Bridge and the 14th Street Bridge. Out of Upper Marlboro, Route 4 has been hit hard this morning with the crash between Dower House Road and the Suitland Parkway. And heads up on 15 and the Point of Rocks area. Everyone's doing a pretty good job avoiding this stretch. It will be closed for some time south of the Potomac Crossing, Point of Rocks at 15 and Lovettsville Road. Serious crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will rise and they'll be above freezing when precip arrives. Maybe west and north tonight, a light period of frozen precip. Lots of clouds today, 38 degrees. Rain showers tonight to steady rain later, 35. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 19 in Burke, 20 in La Plata, 24 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 737 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, Dinesh D'Souza will be along to give his assessment of the legacy of Barack Obama. This as the president gives his farewell speech tonight in Chicago. At 8:15, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser will join us. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. You can't get enough Larry Kudlow, really. It's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Brian Wilson. I'm once again very pleased to have with us our friend Vince Colonnaise from the Daily Caller. Good morning, Vince.
Very pleased to be here. Good morning.
There comes a time where a man sometimes simply has to say enough is enough. You have gone too far this time. You have to stand your ground and say, this will not stand. And such was the case in Baltimore recently. Take a listen.
after an hours-long standoff Sunday night. Police say it all started over a sandwich.
The man had made a grilled cheese sandwich.
Baltimore County Police say Daniel Blackwell fired four shots in the basement.
One of the females inside the house took a bite out of a sandwich. Apparently that enraged him to the point where he fired off a weapon inside the house.
Blackwell's wife and three teenagers inside left the house. 3 hours later, police used pepper balls to bring him into custody on his porch.
I love that. A little bit of pepper was used to end that standoff.
That's right. Well, hold on a minute. First of all, let me just make it clear. I do not endorse the firing of weapons in one's home against one's family. Clearly, that is beyond the pale. But what is amazing to me is that this entire incident, which occurred in Baltimore, it always, you know, there's always stuff like this going on in Balmer, had to do with a man who just wanted to sit down and eat his grilled cheese sandwich, and he comes back to get his first bite of his sandwich, and he realizes somebody in his family has already taken a bite out of it.
And that's not Gouda. You don't want to do that.
No, that's not Gouda.
You don't want to take a bite out of a man's grilled cheese sandwich. It sounds to me like it's either this was the culmination of a very hard day, and he finally had his sandwich prepared, or he was very, very into this particular sandwich.
Well, I mean, let's just be honest about it. I think we can all agree this wasn't about the grilled cheese sandwich. There had to be something else going on.
Some underlying reason.
But isn't that the way it always is? I mean, you know, you're having a rough day, you know, and things are not going well, and you decide, you know what will make me feel better? What I need is some comfort food. And so you go to the kitchen, and you spend some time preparing the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. And while you're doing it, and the smell of the butter on the bread and the grill and the cheese, and then the aroma is wafting through the room, and you are salivating and you are so excited because you know what? It's been a really rough day. It's been a difficult day. All manner of things are going to feel better.
Yes.
When I sink my teeth into this grilled cheese sandwich and you step away for just a moment, maybe you're going to get a nice cold glass of milk.
Of course, tradition.
I have a feeling that another beverage might have been involved in this particular case, but you're going to get something. You're going to get some chips to go alongside your grilled cheese sandwich, and you are just ready to sit down and have that scrumptious grilled cheese sandwich, and you look at it, and someone has taken a bite out of it.
And by the way, the only culprits are the other females in the house.
That's right.
And this guy had a cheese melt meltdown. He couldn't handle it.
It's really bad. I do not know what caused this guy to go off the deep end. And again, I would never suggest that when somebody takes a bite out of your cheese sandwich, the appropriate reaction is to, you know, pick up a firearm and start shooting and threatening those in your loved ones in your house. And certainly, you know, having the SWAT team come to resolve this matter. But I mean, I sort of understand how it can go from really good to really bad in real short order if you've had a bad day and someone takes a bite out of your grilled cheese sandwich.
I think this is what you call a crime out of bite.
That's right.
now,
a bite out of crime.
Right, exactly. And by the way,
it's a crime about a bite.
No, he's the one being grilled by the police.
Well, and so this is the thing. Apparently they had to come in and break this thing up. And, you know, look, I think, you know, given all of this, we just need to have a moment and pause and say, what really makes the perfect grilled cheese sandwich? I mean, there are many people. Mike McKay, our established and well-known and well-beloved engineer, has this idea that you make a grilled cheese sandwich by coating the outside, which I've always said you put butter down. That's what you put on the outside of grilled cheese sandwich
right
before you grill it. He seems to think that the answer is mayonnaise.
Are you ready for this one? I've got an even worse tradition.
Yeah.
Which is just the Keurig version of grilled cheese.
Oh, yeah?
You just pop two pieces of toast in the toaster, put it down, pop it up, put a piece of Kraft cheese just right between them, and then you're good. That's a grilled cheese sandwich.
Friends, I want you to listen to me. Listen very closely. There is only one substance, one kind of cheese that one should use when making a grilled cheese sandwich. And if you don't do this, then you really haven't had what I would consider to be the ultimate grilled cheese sandwich. Velveeta.
Wow.
It's not really cheese. It's cheese-like. But if you take a couple of cuts of Velveeta and you lay it in there and you let that gooey stuff melt, it sort of becomes a molten substance that tastes a lot like cheese, but I mean, it's delicious. And then if you really want to just put the, you know, really put the top on it, you lay across there a couple of slices
of bacon.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a sandwich I would unload a couple rounds into the wall.
Yeah, now, and if I if I had gone to the trouble of making a Velveeta cheese grilled cheese sandwich, and I it had been a very, very rough day, and I came out and somebody had eaten a bite
with
of
bacon, though. It has to have bacon in your example.
Bacon was the thing, that mean the bacon would make it, you know, if you mess with my bacon, you've got a problem. So, that I would be very concerned. It would be a very bad. I would not be happy.
The air raid sirens would be going off.
I would like to think that I would not pull a weapon, but I would not be happy. So, ladies and gentlemen, let this be a lesson to you. Let this be a warning to you that there are some things that a man will just not tolerate. A man will not stand for having a bite taken out of his grilled cheese sandwich. Please take a note of this and never do it.
This is the cheesiest assessment of a crime we've ever had.
744.
Join us for the new program, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, with Reverend Percy McCray from Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Health, Hope, and Inspiration.
Sunday mornings at 6.
When it comes to guiding you to and through a successful retirement, at Financial Engines, what we don't do is almost as important as what we do. We don't work on commission. We don't judge. We don't tell you what we think you want to hear. And at Financial Engines, we don't use confusing financial speak or take a one-size-fits-all approach to financial planning. So what do? We start with your goals, your dreams, and your fears, and we help create your personalized path to the retirement you deserve. And now that the Mutual Fund Store and Financial Engines have joined forces, we have even more resources than ever to help you achieve your goals. Right now, for a limited time, get a free portfolio review by an experienced local advisor when you visit FinancialEngines.com or call today.
This is Brad Garner with Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And it's Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue out of Upper Marlboro. You've been in the hot seat this morning. Two separate accidents. Second one still in play here before you get to the Beltway, before Suitland Parkway. And then once you get by there, you're okay. Takes a long time to get through there, though. Once up onto the Beltway, if you're heading to the Wilson Bridge, backups before St. Barnabas Road. A little bit of volume each direction. Beltway heading past FedEx Field near 202. And then the normal topside Beltway delays, but we're pretty solid. 95 to Georgia Avenue. Point of Rocks area, 15, closed each direction south of Point of Rocks at Lovettsville Road with a multi-car crash and a fuel spill involved. So they say they're going to be out there for some time. In the Reston area, southbound Reston Parkway at New Dominion Parkway, waiting for a tow truck to clear all the lanes from the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much frozen precipitation with our next storm passing to our northwest. Lots of clouds already gathering this morning. Cold start, cold finish. Still better than yesterday, 38. Rain showers this evening, maybe steady rain overnight. Maybe a brief period of frozen precipitation west and north, 35 degrees. A round of showers tomorrow, but we'll get a break in the morning. They'll come back later in the afternoon, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 23 degrees. It's still chilly outside on WMAL where Washington comes to talk. All right, we got all kinds of stuff to talk about in entertainment news today. The Golden Globe Awards, you know, they were the topic of much discussion yesterday because of the attacks of Meryl Streep and others against Donald Trump. And, you know, Meryl Streep made the case that, you know what, if you're not careful here, we will not have any great art coming out of Hollywood, and you know, all you'll have on TV is NFL and MMA.
And who likes that?
Yeah, well, just want to point this out. The Golden Globe Awards scored 20 million viewers on Sunday, a positive sign for the award show that has seen a rating slip in recent years. Another fact not mentioned in this story, one NFL game had 34 million viewers. And that's just one.
Yeah, Giants Packers.
That's right. So, you know, if you want to know where America is, Meryl Streep, and what America cares about, if it comes down to a choice between the Golden Globes and NFL, you get trounced.
Boy, isn't that the thing that she missed this week?
Yeah.
What Americans actually care about. What was that appeal about? Holy cow.
Yeah, so there you have that. Remember a few weeks back in Hollywood where somebody changed the Hollywood sign to say Hollyweed. You know, and everybody says, oh, that's sort of clever.
Yeah.
That's sort of funny. Well, the LAPD did not take it as something that they saw as very funny. And in fact, they have arrested the prankster responsible for it. He is a 30-year-old individual by the name of Zachary Cole Fernandez. And he turned himself into with his attorney and was booked on suspicion of misdemeanor trespassing. Oh, come on. I mean, really, did they need to go that far?
I mean, this guy was the most gentle vandal you've ever conceived of. He used tarps to actually just cover the letters. There was no actual vandalism involved. It was just suspending tarps in order to make it look
like
Hollywood.
And all they had to do was go there and take the tarps down.
Yeah.
And it returned immediately to being from Hollywood back to Hollywood.
A little bit of criminal mischief,
perhaps. Come on. I think, you know, look, let's have a sense of humor about ourselves. Really? I mean, but apparently he now faces serious charges, but he did turn himself in with
his attorney. It's impressive, though, that he pulled it off.
Man, I don't know what to think about this. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, you know, that's been an interesting thing to watch in Hollywood as they have been going through this divorce process after allegations were made against Brad Pitt that somehow he was acting badly on an airplane and it was putting his children at risk.
Yes.
And there was an investigation of that matter, and then he was completely cleared of it. But here's the news. The Angelina Jolie-Brad Pitt divorce is final. And here's the official statement. They used a private judge to keep all of this out of the papers. The parties and their counsel have signed agreements to preserve the privacy rights of their children and family by keeping all court documents confidential and engaging a private judge to make any necessary legal decisions and to facilitate the expeditious resolution of any remaining issues, said a press release written by lawyers. The parents are committed to act as a united front to effectuate There's a good word.
Yes.
Effectuate recovery and unification.
I think the sad thing is the commentary about American culture in that we all predict the rough conclusion of every celebrity couple. Even when Brad and Angelina broke up, a 12-year marriage, I saw people tweeting, love is dead, that there's just no way that these two could separate. Come on. Every one of these major A-list celebrity couples, it always ends somehow, and in this case, it ended, you know, somewhat tragically, not well, and Brad Pitt has been turned out to be the villain, but at this point, they're trying to seek some privacy.
Yeah, and Jamie Foxx, the actor, has given advice to his daughters. Now, he's 49 years old. I think he has two daughters, Annalise, 7, and Corinne, who is much older, 22. And he says, look, I tell them, that, you know, listen, when it comes to dating, I don't want you to be a softie. You can't have somebody who's afraid of you having a career. Don't take no backseat to nobody. If you walk in with somebody that you take a backseat to, I'm going to check you first, and then it's about him. Suggesting that the guy's going to get him once over by Jamie Foxx. So he basically what he's saying is that I want you to go out and have the career that you want. And if you find a guy, make sure he's okay with that.
I think that's great advice.
I think that's great advice.
Yeah, and you should care sincerely about the person that your daughter wants to spend her life with.
Yeah,
and you know, make sure that he has her interests in mind.
You know. When it comes to advice to daughters, I tread carefully here because you know, first of all, if you say something too strongly and you have a teenage daughter, it's likely to be ignored. I mean, let's just be honest, but that's what happens. But, I mean, the only advice I've ever given my daughter is when you go to college, get a degree that will actually help you get a job. You know? But, you know, quite frankly, don't come looking to live in my basement. Because my basement may not be there. I may be off living in the wilderness somewhere as a homeless man. You see, don't count on me.
So you're not in the go to college to find a husband school of thought?
No, I'm not in that, and I'm certainly not in the go to college and study underwater basket weaving. You know, come on. 752.
Oh, Commonwealth One Visa, so good and true. No other card gives me a life of the balance transfer like you. My ex-credit card, so greedy and slobbery, had rates so jacked up that my debts were like robbery. But then I transferred my debt to your super low rate. And now I feel love where once I felt hate. For the life of my balance, I'll save money so shiny, I can tell my old card to go kiss my heart.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new Life of the Balance Visa card. Transfer your debt from a high-interest card to ours and get a really low rate for the life of the balance with no transfer fees or teaser rates. Visit Commonwealth One at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
I love it when you talk financial.
Offer valid through April 30th. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
7:53, let's check and see how your money's doing from the news desk at CNBC. Here's Landon Dowdy.
Well, good morning. It looks like the end of Yahoo is near once it sells its core internet assets to Verizon for nearly $5 billion. Yahoo plans on changing its name to Alibaba, reflecting its new role as a holding company for its stake in Chinese online retailer Alibaba. Also, CEO Marissa Meyer and five others will step down from the board once the Verizon deal is completed. And on Wall Street, it looks like the stocks will open a little higher today. The NASDAQ begins the day at another fresh all-time high. Small business owner optimism soaring in a December survey to a 12-year high on expectations of less regulation and lower corporate taxes in the Trump administration. And start saving your money now. The Agricultural Department says the cost of raising a child through age 18 is $233,000, and that doesn't include the cost of a college education. Housing, health care, and child care are the biggest cost. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's 10 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 150 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offerings 3/31/17. Restrictions apply. Limited one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Compares Comcast 150 megabits per second and 15 megabits per second DSL downloads.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning. It continues on 66 eastbound. The crash before you get to the Beltway. 66 East Nutley Street. It looks like the two left lanes are blocked at the scene of the accident. Trying to get into Leesburg, Route 7, Route 9. Everybody hung up to try to get around Route 7 over toward King Street, where they say the crash now sits on the shoulder. 15 south of Point of Rocks closed indefinitely. They're dealing with a multi-car crash and a fuel spill until further notice. 15 south of Point of Rocks, not an option. Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue out of Upper Marlboro to the Beltway. It's been a difficult morning. Two separate accidents. The latest one near Suitland Parkway. They were waiting still on an additional tow truck there. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org. today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will rise and they'll be above freezing when precip arrives. Maybe west and north tonight, a light period of frozen precip. Lots of clouds today, 38 degrees. Rain showers tonight to steady rain later, 35. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 25 degrees, 7:56.
The holidays are over, so it's time to get your home back in order. Hi, it's Larry O'Connor from my friends at Zero Res, who want to help you start the new year cleaner with a great deal. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Listen, Zero Res cleaned my carpets last year, and they still look brand new, feel softer, and smell fresh even today. If you're noticing traffic patterns worn into your carpets, spills, odors, or pet stains, they'll disappear after a Zero Res clean. You know what I also love about Zero Res? It's how easy it is. They bring all the equipment, and carpets dry in just a few hours with zero residue, no spots, or odors left behind. Heck, they even bring their own water. Your house will look great again, and your friends will think you got new carpet. Call Zero Alvarez right now. Get clean for the new year and ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Three rooms of carpet for just $149 plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Call Zero Res 703-382-1221, 703-382-1221, or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
For years, the Cascade Center for Dental Health has been the place to go for comfortable, friendly, no fear, no lectures dental treatment. Here, our patients are family, and word of mouth, no pun intended, has been our best advertising. Once you walk in the door at 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace, you'll discover the Cascade Center for Dental Health difference. Here, you're treated like family. We know your time is important, so we make restoring your smile easy. One office, one doctor, one day. And with sedation dentistry, it's completely comfortable, pleasant. You can even sleep your way to a perfect smile. As our longtime patients would tell you, there's only one Cascade Center for Dental Health. Except no substitutes. Ask for me, Dr. Ruparelia, or Dr. Haggard, personally.
Dr. Ruparelia and Cascade Center for Dental Health make dentistry something to smile about. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your oriental rugs.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Coming up on WMAL and